I know that was a tough one to swallow. What were your thoughts reviewing it here in these first couple of minutes?
Well, I would tell you this. We're 0 for 11 from three. I can't tell you how many great looks we had. I mean, am I right? I mean,
No,
I just thought we had so many great looks. But 0 for 11 from three in the second half and 12 for 20 from the free throw line in the second half. Just, you know, I mean, I thought the guys played hard. They competed. They left it all on the floor. We did a great job on the offensive glass. What hurt us the first half is they got some second chance points. But the second half, we had incredible looks in key times. I couldn't tell you how many times we were ready to take the lead, offensive rebound, kick it out, and we just have a great shot and we miss it.
Javon Franklin really seemed to give you guys a spark on the glass. What can you say about his competitive effort?
Yeah, I thought Javon was great, did a really nice job. You know, he had 12 boards, was just so active, 4 steals, 3 blocks. Javon played like he practiced the last couple days, and so really proud of Javon. Obviously we were down 2 guys, not having Davon due to injury and not having Lance Terry due to injury. But I'm proud of our guys and how they fought. We had some chances, and we just sort of been the MO of us this year is just not able to make shots. And it's a make and miss game. And we just had stretches there where we're up, ready to take a lead, or had some great looks just to bury Louisville. And we just, and then missed in the free throws. It's just a, it's just the deal.
And I know injuries just kind of happen, but without Davon, how did that affect your fast break and transition game?
Well, look, I mean, we were short. We had didn't have as many guys to be on the floor, but that's just part of the game. Again, I had no issue with our guys' effort. It just comes down to we were 0 for 11 in the second half and 12 for 20 from the free throw line. There's just nothing else. And I thought the first half we were 7 for 16 from three, but I thought we had so many open looks we could have been 12 for 16. And then we were like 2 for whatever from the paint. So just offensively, look, we took care of the ball, only 5 turnovers, did a great job on that. It's been an Achilles heel of ours, is being able to score. We played good enough defense to win, played hard enough to win. We did our job on the offensive glass. We just have a struggle to score. And in this league, you got to score. I'm proud of our guys. Got a quick turnaround on Saturday, and we got to be ready to go on Saturday against NC State.
Coach, thanks for your time. You got the opportunity on Saturday. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Wiley.
All right, this is Coach Josh Pass. We'll send it back. Just how tough is it, like, knowing it's just shots not falling, really, that's killing you?
Well, but it's been like that in all ACC play other than the Miami game. It's unexplainable. I promise you, we work on it all the time. We spend time on it. We're getting wide open looks. I thought the first half, Kelly, we should have been up 10 or 12. I mean, we had so many open shots. Even the paint, how many short shots did we miss? And it's just been our Achilles heel all year long. And by golly, I just thought we were going to be this great shooting team. And we started off the year shooting well. And we just, in ACC play, have not shot the ball well. It's unexplainable. I can't. Because they're just, and you can't tell them not to shoot it. They're so wide open, and then you're missing free throws. It's just, good news. Again, we've done a good job for the most part this year of taking care of the ball, and I'm proud of us on that. We've been really good on the offensive glass, but it's a make and miss game, and we're just not making shots.
As a coach, like, how frustrating is it? I mean, there's not a lot you can do at this point in the year, anyways. It's not. Your roster is what it is.
Well, it would be different if we weren't getting good shots, but we're getting such good shots, and they're so wide open that, and from your good shooters. I mean, Miles Kelly, Debo, Kyle, Tristan, Fred's had a couple of, we just had good shots, we just didn't make.
You put Fred's in the game. Kind of what went into that? I thought he gave you a few good minutes.
Thought he gave us good minutes just because early on we weren't making threes and we had such good looks. I thought, okay, come on, Fred's, give us a shot to hopefully win us the game. To make some shots and get some energy going. But I thought we did a good job on Ellis. You know, Kyle guarded him. I thought, you know, he's only had 11 points on 11 shots, had four turnovers. We forced him into 15 turnovers, but again, even like that free throw by Kyle at the end would have cut it to one possession. And then, of course, the kid hits that crazy three.
Right in at the end of his face with no time to shot clock.
It's just one of those years, Kelly. I mean, and then Trainer hits a three in the corner, who's a 20-some-odd percent three-point shooter, and we have high-level shooters who are not making open shots. It's just sometimes you're just snake-bitten.
How do you keep the kids' heads up right now?
Well, look, losing's no fun, obviously. Losing stinks, but, I was proud of our guys. Look, they bounced back the right way from Saturday, and we got a group that fights and competes, and they're leaving it all on the floor. Hopefully we can get fully healthy, and that will help us. But we just got to keep fighting and competing and try to get a win on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.